We're CJMQ, and we're talking with Dennis today from the See Denny Band. So welcome, Dennis.
Thank you for having me, Maureen.
Welcome. Now, See Denny Band, you're a Canadian band. Would you consider yourself country or more of a crossover between pop, rock, and country?
We pretty much do just about everything from Celtic fiddle music to straight-ahead rock and roll and all points in between, Maureen. We have varied interests in the band. We don't like to just stick to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our real passion is bluegrass, and we love gospel.
Okay.
But this is our first foray into a country market.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah. Now you, if I understand right, you're basically a family band, and how did you grow up with gospel music, maybe singing in a choir?
I did, in fact. My daughters are fifth-generation musicians now.
Okay.
They are 14 and 17 years old,
mm-hmm.
my teenage daughters. And they are multi-talented. They play a variety of instruments, and they also play classical music with the orchestra
mm-hmm.
in North Bay. I think it's very important to be able to read as well as play by ear. And so, I'm just trying to keep up with the young whippersnappers. What can I say, Maureen? They keep me on my toes. And as you can imagine, traveling around with two teenage girls and being on stage, they don't let me get away with too much on stage. And so it's kind of funny, the live shows.
It must be a great
glimpse,
yeah.
of exactly the family dynamics and how these things work on stage. It's actually pretty funny.
That's a lot of fun. Well, there are a few family bands, too. The Wilkinsons are one. And
right.
So you're probably a little bit of a bigger band. Now, there's three or four members of your family in the band?
The core of it is me and my two daughters. And when we do recordings, we invite my brother, who plays the dobro, out. And we also carry a stand-up bass, Dave St. Martin from North Bay, and Gord Grasser plays the five-string banjo for us when we do bluegrass gigs. So, they've been around since the beginning of our inculcation as a band, and they also helped us out with the Gospel Folk and Grassroots CD
mm-hmm.
that we've raised some money for cancer charity with. So, it's nice. We're friends and family, and we kind of know what each other is thinking intuitively,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
And so that just helps a little bit of eye contact on stage to kind of cue one another.
I suppose, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, you would after a while. Now, Gospel, Folk, and Grassroots. Now, that came out in 2006. That was your debut album. And all the proceeds are going to cancer, I believe, until the end of this year, the end of 2010?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
We're very proud to say that we've raised over $12,000 for cancer charity.
That's amazing.
And it started out, we didn't really want to put the CD out for our own vanity. We wanted a higher cause, and so we chose cancer because, let's face it, it can affect anybody anywhere in any part of the body almost.
Mm-hmm. It's
and,
affected, yeah.
Then
so
a couple
many.
Of years ago, my father passed away of esophageal cancer. So the one song off the new CD, Goodnight Daddy, I wrote that kind of as a therapeutic thing as
mm-hmm.
he was kind of in his last stages.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's very, very personal. I find that, you know, writing music just helps me so much to express myself. And it takes you from real highs, like in Jacked In, Cranked Up and Turned On, to real, you know, more mellow stuff, as in Goodnight Daddy. So,
mm-hmm.
I just love writing. And, yeah.
That's great. So you basically write all the songs. All the songs are original.
Yeah, I had my hand in all of them on the new CD.
Mm-hmm. Now, the band's been around for around 17 years?
Oh, no. We've
okay.
only been around since about 2004.
Okay, so fairly
but
young.
But I've been playing music my entire life.
And, okay.
I grew up in a very musical household, and yeah, I just, it's a lifestyle. It really is. It kept me out of trouble for the most part, going through my teenage years, and, you know, it's just something that... it's pretty neat to do as a family, you know?
It is. It's a nice way to spend time with the family, and certainly a lot of memories, a lot of networking, too, so it's a great opportunity for your daughters.
Well, there certainly is a business aspect to it. Some days I just wish that I could sit down and play music, but, you know, playing music on stage is only like 5% of the music for an artist.
For certain.
So there's a lot of hard work that goes into it.
Oh, there is. I don't think people realize, but a lot of hard work. Now, the next album, Taken Flight, let's see, that came out in this year, 2010?
Yeah, right at the very end of 2009, we released our very first single, and it's been doing extremely well. It's climbing the charts, and it's being played from Australia to Germany to Scotland to the Netherlands. So it's we're quite enthused about it. Being an indie band, it's pretty tough without the resources of a large label to actually kind of make a blip on the charts. And so this is very gratifying for us as a Canadian indie band to get this kind of airplay.
It must be.
And according to Larry Delaney of CMN Magazine, it's charting pretty good. The numbers for July are looking quite good. So, we're just going to ride this as far as we can ride this.
That's great. So you're getting to be known all over the world now. The single you're talking about, was that Any Way the Wind Blows?
That was the first single.
That was the first single, and this last one is Cranked Up and Turned On.
Backed in, cranked up, and turned on. Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of a rockin' Saturday night tune. You know how when you come home from a rough week of work and you need some way to unwind? Well, I like to pick up my guitar, you know, pop open a soda pop and play some music and have some friends over and just have a big kitchen party. That's what that's about. And, yeah, it's got some good energy to it, and as you can tell, we're just having lots of fun.
It has a lot of energy to it, and it's a great pick-me-up song. That's great. Now, you have a website?
We do. We are at www.cdenny, that's the letter C, D-E-N-N-Y, .ca. And we also are on Facebook, and I'll tell you what. Anybody who wants to be our Facebook friend, we got a brand new cut on the North to Ontario 2010 CD. It's a compilation CD of Ontario artists.
All right.
And we have a cut on that called The Devil's Train. And it's been going over really well with live shows. And we'd like to give that away to our friends in Facebook. So if anybody wants to sign up, we're going to be giving that away as a promotional item probably within the month.
That's great. Well, that's very generous of you. Now, you did do some songs on the compilation CD. That was in 2007, and it actually won an award, this CD.
Yeah, we did get a cut on the 2007. We did My Old Truck and Me. It was nominated for Album of the Year at the CCBMAs, and subsequently it won the Gem of Canada Award.
Okay, the Gem of Canada Award.
Yeah,
okay.
it did quite well, and hopefully this one will likewise.
Oh, I'm sure it will. What are your plans for the summer and the fall?
Well, we played Providence Bay this past weekend. We did three gigs there, and it was kind of funny because we did a Friday night at a church, and then a Saturday we did a fundraiser for the Special Olympics. And then Sunday we went to do what I thought was just going to be a regular Sunday morning gospel gig. And when I got there were these posters around that it was a washroom fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
So you know
different.
You hit the big time when.
Yeah.
You're doing washroom fundraisers.
That's funny.
So I got a kick out of that. I circled it and put it in I said, I'm going to put this on my one sheet, my hype sheet. We just love doing all sorts of fundraisers for all different sorts of causes. You know, it gives us a higher reason for doing what we do rather than just ourselves. And God knows there's no money involved in this. So,
right, yeah.
So if we can be doing something good for other folks, then, you know, that's just that's our motto. We like doing that.
Well, it gives you a good feeling. It also gets you a lot of exposure to it, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, there's no such thing as bad publicity. And, you know,
right.
Washroom, let's face it, hey, washrooms are a fundamental need for people. So
sure.
I'm sure I can put a serious side on that, or my publicist could spin it in a good light.
How did you come up with the name C. Denny Band? That's a little unusual, C. Denny Band. So Denny, I imagine that's after Dennis, but the C?
Yeah, if you're French, I suppose it could be Saint Denis.
Okay.
Right. It is actually, when we first started out doing bluegrass, a very popular bluegrass promoter, Tony DeBoer, asked us if we would play, and we agreed to it. He said, well, what name do you want to use? Oh, gosh, I don't know. And it just so happened my Jeep was sitting there with my vanity plates on it, just says C. Denny.
Oh, okay.
I said, let's just go with the C. Denny Band.
Okay, yeah, I never would guess that
there's
one.
There's no real deep underlying philosophical mm-hmm. meaning to it. It's just, but as Shakespeare would say, a rose by any other name still smells sweet.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Dennis?
Maureen, we are just so happy that CJMQ is playing our music. We love you guys. If ever we get out in your neck of the woods, we're going to have one heck of a party, Maureen.
Well, that's great. We look forward to you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. And all your listeners, God bless.
Okay. Your last name, it's Chadbourne?
Chadbourn.
Okay, Chadbourne, Dennis Chadbourne from the C. Denny Band. Well, thanks very much, Dennis, and all the best in the future.
Likewise to you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, the C. Denny Band, jacked in, cranked up, and turned on.
Oh, well, boys, it's Saturday night. Somebody better call 911. Time to get this started.
The amps are humming and the juice is on. This ain't no disco or opera song. No, it's 1, 2, 3, baby, kicking strong, shaking it loose till the break of